I've been knowing y'all for a while. Y'all been through some rough shit.
Yeah, and it ain't over.
This is a warning. The description of the events contained in this story are true. It contains harsh reality and brutal honesty. The names have been changed to respect the deprived. Peace. Blind to the fact that I couldn't act, or should I say be myself, cause I wasn't 12. I witnessed things that today some kids don't even touch, cause we couldn't eat if my mom didn't fuck some man from the corner, and daddy tried to warn her, alarm her, he would even harm her. At night they would fight, cause times were so tight, we scraped up rent but not enough of the lights. But bust it, at 11, I was selling dope for my daddy with my cousin Kevin. I made 20 off every 100, yeah, I was funded, bold and brave, took my mom straight to her grave, and she would tell me, Mookie, behave. I tell her, chill out. At 12, I was smoking my rope and make her get out. One day behind her back, I had sex with a friend's guy. Mom found out, her heart fell, she died. But did that stop me? Hell no. At 15, I would fiend for uncut blow. But at street 16, I had to stop getting high and re-up on supply. 17 years old, I'm finally in high school, but I don't get teased because they know I pack a tool. Now my only purpose for being here is to sell drugs.
You wanna be cool ass kids.
And these thugs, Pops is coming home from jail next month. Then we gonna make a move so we can kick back like Trump. The reason he went up is cause he had to kill a chump, but not for the murder because they caught him with his pump. Grandma's upset, her health is real bad. She begs me to be good, but no, I'm still bad. Khadija is pregnant for me and she is only 14. I'm kinda worried because the girl's a fucking dope fiend. I live large in my neighborhood, everybody respects Mookie. I got the biggest dookie, I shot the most niggas, I sell the most crack, I tried Pop's Cadillac to school and back. But see my grandmother, she don't approve. She talks shit to me every day, but won't let me move. You see, it's only me and her. She's 61, and I'm her only grandson, Mookie.
Shot from Mookadine.
Me and Saladin, Saladin is Kevin, my cousin. We're 19 now. Every month we move a dozen keys with these. We both got kids at the crib for shooting slugs. My baby is deformed cause her mom was on drugs. After a while, Saladin started flaking. He fell in love with this dope man's bitch. A fly to make it, but homes run out fast. He bust a cap in his ass and Dean passed away. Hey, what can I say? The same old skit. I can't keep a person in my life for shit. So now it's that time for a big score. Man, fuck it, I ain't got Jack Bone to live for. I can't call Pops, his girl turned him away from me. And now they tootin' and shootin' up the fucking dummy. Grab my knees and word up, I try convincing him. He know that she can dive, he don't give her insulin. Later for that shit, I called up my man Vic. Yo, I can need you to front me, I have a key quick. I rushed the streets and got him lit and had him all on my tip. But see, I never paid Vic, so he put out a hit. As if I didn't have enough shit in my face. The pipe is now my brain and it commands me to free base. This one cop is on my ass like a lover. I gotta hit the clinic cause I'm burned by some hoe. My birthday is tomorrow, I wanna throw a party. Yo, but I need Scotty in my body. And Vic is probably looking for me, fuck him, I'm going solo. Let me hit the restroom with these four bolos. Knock, oh fuck, who is it? Vic smashed in and told me to shut up. He pulled out a gun, I tried to front. What up, troop? He told me to pray. He said it's time to die, move. Pop, 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 two in the head, one in the throat. And left me to die, he even took my G-Man code. The end result of a greed for money. I never got to see my birthday, and I never made 20.